Ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth.
It was by far the biggest thing on the Wisconsin sports calendar yesterday. Craig Counsell back at AmFam Field managing the Chicago Cubs. And we want to start today's program absolutely giving flowers to, shouting out props to the Milwaukee Brewers for playing a tribute video to Craig Counsell right before the game. When the fans were getting into their seats, everybody's getting excited for the action. Everybody's wondering, how are we going to do this thing? How are we going to show how we feel, how strongly we feel about Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee, his home for all these years, and going to Chicago to manage a rival outfit. Take a listen to what the sound was at AmFam Field when the Milwaukee Brewers played a tribute video, a thank you Craig video, early during yesterday's game.
It is the first appearance for Craig Counsell back at American Family Field. A moment ago, a video played on the board. This was the reaction.
Fans, it's time for
Well, one day we'll look back and Craig Counsell will be cheered here at American Family Field, but this is not that day.
I got a little chuckle out of it too. Chewy, your reaction to the booing of Craig Counsell yesterday at AmFam Field and the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers clearly played that video when they did,
yes,
to elicit that exact reaction from its fan base.
Didn't touch Favre.
Well, of
Fretz
course,
was like, a lot louder.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, but
40,
there's a roof. Hold on, there's a roof.
40 versus 80, it's literally double.
But there's a roof.
Why do you
it's
always
equivalent.
Have to do this crap, man?
It's equivalent.
Like, who, like, we're talking about Craig Counsell. We're not talking about football right now.
Yeah, but didn't you want it to top Favre or no?
I knew it wasn't going to.
Number one, he doesn't care. It's just how athletes are conditioned. Who cares? So what? It's
also Big what deal. The money's for.
Yes, you're right. But I was thinking, I'm like he doesn't care, but what percentage of people would leave their job that they've worked for 20 years for a better job? I'm saying a very high percentage.
But, okay, so but this is where you miss me, man. Like, this is, I hate it when we do this. Oh, sports jobs, they're just like my office job. They're not. You don't have 40,000 people showing up to watch you do your little spreadsheets on Excel. Like, that, it's they're just completely different things.
You're comparing the wrong things, Gabe. What we're comparing is the human element of it. We, for whatever reason, believe that these sports guys are somehow different. They're wired differently. I know Chewy just said they don't care about the booing, and most people who go to their job, if they got booed raucously, they would care. They'd curl up in the fetal frickin' position. Hey, I had yesterday off, okay? I gotta work my way back into the...
Need a little experience there last night?
Need that Zima to get right back on the horse? Like, what are we doing here?
I got my Gatorade.
A little shampoo?
We'll be all right. The comparison between the everyman and the sportsman is... people are people. You can say, well, you're making $5 million versus the, you know, $9.99 that this guy is making doing his gig on an hourly rate. But the fact of the matter is, people have human reactions to things. That's the comparison.
Sure.
It's not the spreadsheet versus who am I going to pitch here in the eighth inning.
Sure. But also, how many other people would leave for that job after they spent years and years and years telling everyone, being part of, hey, I'm one of you guys. I know what it feels like. I'm you. I grew up. Look at these pictures of me being a Brewers fan. Look at all these. Look at me. I'm you. That's why you need to be rooting for me and my team. And then just, oh, actually, I'm not like you guys at all. Deuces. I'm going to go and manage for... Because here's the thing. The thing about this is he could have gone to the Mets. He could have gone to the Dodgers. He could have gone literally anywhere else but two places. Chicago and St. Louis.
But the reason he went to Chicago is the proximity to Milwaukee.
Sure.
I mean, they talked about it ad nauseum this weekend. He's still living in Milwaukee. He's still popping up to the house in Whitefish Bay. Like, that's part of the reason he ended up in Chicago. I love how he handled it. Chewy, you said it. Doesn't care. He gets it. Fans are fans. I also thought that was brilliant by him. Yeah. Fans are allowed to make the noise. I told you guys when this whole thing went down months and months ago, it didn't bother me that Craig Counsell took an opportunity with Chicago. But it also doesn't bother me that the fans chose to voice their displeasure, to voice their frustration and anger about the whole thing. That's the best thing about being a fan, is that when you're in the stadium, you can support your team and you can also say, that guy sucks or that team sucks, and voice it however you want to. Ryan from McGonagall weighing in saying, the Milwaukee Brewers, am I right?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought them releasing that video right then was perfect. It was calculated. It was
great timing.
It was great timing. It was wonderful. It was great, and it was nice to see him lose.
It also amps up the rivalry. We talk all the time about how important it is, how nice it is. I know we have enjoyed the luxury of the Green Bay Packers running roughshod over the NFC North for years and years and years. But there's also a part of you that the Lions start making moves, doing things, and you're going, oh, we got ourselves a rivalry here. We, you know, the Bears has been... You know, you knew how the outcome was going to be. And again, there is an advantage to that. There is an enjoyable element to that as well. But now you got interest, you got juice. So if these two teams, now again, the outcome yesterday was the Brewers win big. And by the way, wasn't Craig Counsell really well known for his management of the bullpen, management of the pitching staff? That was the thing that like separated him from other managers. And we always talked about how good he was at it. The great irony yesterday of the pitching move then uncapping the Brewers offense was chef's kiss.
So do you think he'll ever be welcome back? Because they mentioned it in the broadcast. Will he ever get the Favre open arms, we still love you?
I don't know, because it's not like...
What if he wins a World Series with the Cubs?
Absolutely not.
He can go
back. That's why Gabe's point about Favre has always been so well made, which is Favre went there, didn't win a Super Bowl, so it's like, okay, you're still sort of one of us. If he takes them... to a Super Bowl, wins a Super Bowl with the Vikings, probably less so the Jets, right?
Yeah, like Jets, who cares?
Then absolutely not. There's no chance people are opening up their arms and bringing him back. But because it was just mediocrity, it's fine.
I mean, because when Brett came back, they beat the Packers pretty good those first 2 years. Then the Packers turned around and beat the Vikings the next two times. And the following year, the year the Packers won the Super Bowl. But also the way that Brett just went down in flames in that NFC Championship game by throwing
apropos
a Brett Favre interception.
Yes.
Like it warmed your heart at the moment. And yeah, you knew eventually you're going to, because he was, I mean, Brett's an all-time great. You knew he was going to come back, go into the team Hall of Fame, go into the base or the football Hall of Fame. You're going to retire his number, do the whole nine yards. Like, I don't know what the equivalent is for the Brewers. They have a Walk of Fame and a Wall of Fame, but they're nothing like the Packers Hall of Fame. They don't do, you know, a big banquet for it. It's not like they're going to be retiring Counsell's number. So I'm not quite sure what it looks like.
All right.
And the reason why you would bring Craig Counsell back.
Let me take it one step farther. Because when Brett went into the Packer Hall of Fame, the stadium was full.
Correct.
And he went out there.
Yes.
What is it for Aaron?
They're not going to do the stadium thing.
Nothing?
No, they won't do the stadium thing. Aaron will be more like another player.
That
I mean, maybe
insane.
Maybe the banquet is bigger, but man, but that tells you the popularity of Brett.
Yeah.
Like the popularity of Brett, especially in the 90s, it's just, in my lifetime, he is the most popular Wisconsin athlete, and I don't know if it's particularly close.
Because he's a Gunga head.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of a Gunga head.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you didn't win 3 MVPs.
That's a very good. All right.
There's a difference.
You didn't have to throw that in there, really. You know?
Well, it seemed like you were, you wanted the same admiration as fellow Gunga.
I'm just coattailing.
Again, you were good.
You made it on that hat I sent you this weekend. That was pretty awesome, right?
What hat?
Wow. I knew that was going to happen. I sent you the hat. I saw a hat on social media. It was celebrating the 96 Packers. It said, like, Brett, Reggie.
Oh, yes.
And then it
said,
Mark.
Well, I still have phone issues. I don't have an operating phone. This is getting... I'm almost to the point where I don't want a phone anymore just for spite.
Oh, now
this
you don't
is
want
ridiculous.
A phone.
Ridiculous.
Or is this just an avenue to say you don't want a phone because you haven't wanted a phone this entire time?
I don't know what to do. Phone comes back. It's on SOS mode. Go to Verizon yesterday, and I don't want to disparage them. The lady was new in all this.
Plus, get a new phone. Sure, you were at Verizon. I mean, there's always that chance.
Could have been AT&T.
Okay, thinking I'm going to have T-Mobile. A new phone, finally get to talk to my kids, you know, start to communicate with the real world, and what? The new phone's on SOS mode. It shouldn't be that hard, should it?
No. I mean, be able to connect your phone to Verizon's network.
It should not be
difficult. Correct.
Hey, don't cry for me, Argentina, over there. With the reconnect with my children. We've been estranged all this time. It's the phone's fault. What are we doing right now?
I don't know. I'm on a loss. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So, yes, you didn't see the hat that I sent you that had the names of all of those guys. And I said, shut it down, Mark.
I did
shut it down.
That's like, got to be illegal.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, no, but because they use the first names, that's how they can get away with it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because it could be any sort of.
What are they thinking? Mark Ingram?
Could have been.
Okay.
Put it on the poll. Who is better, Mark Shimura or Mark Ingram?
Best Mark in Packers history.
So let's hear from Craig Counsell, who was talking about his reaction to what he anticipated was the fan reaction. There was quite a scrum of media members who were listening to Craig Counsell before the game. Here's what he had to say.
Look, I mean, cheer, boo, whatever, man. Just have a good time at the game. You know, that's what fans get to do. So that's just have a good time. It's Memorial Day. You don't go to work today. Let's all have a good time.
And so the Brewers after the game, guys, posted a picture of Pat Murphy on their social media account. If you go to Milwaukee Brewers on Twitter, I'm assuming on Instagram as well. I'm just looking at the Twitter one right now. There's a picture of Pat Murphy. And the caption says, can we show this man some love, please? And wow, that felt like another layer of the trolling, right? Like, because Pat Murphy's team got the win yesterday. Pat Murphy has done really, really well leading this Brewers team this season. Sounds like all the guys really like him. He's pretty like old school tough. There's like a graveliness to him. And I thought we should also remember Pat Murphy doesn't get the gig as the Brewers manager unless Craig Counsell leaves. And oh, by the way, Craig Counsell did bring Pat Murphy in to be on his staff. So like there's another layer of the whole, it's not like they went out and just got some rando guy after Craig Counsell chose to leave. They brought up the guy who Craig Counsell had on the staff. Let's hear from Pat Murphy yesterday on what it was like to face his friend and former boss in Craig Counsell.
I was facing Craig.
Well, the team.
The team that I'm involved with is against the team he's involved with. Our environment here today was great. I don't remember that one that much. You know what I mean? I know there was a lot of people, but I mean, Wrigley Field's always tremendous environment. So I don't really compare the environments. I was just really watching the baseball game, but I was thankful for our fans to come out and support us.
Handled that very well.
I think they just had fun with it.
And he also missed the first time that he was supposed to go head to head with Craig Counsell, if you remember correctly, because he was suspended.
Yeah. No, I thought, will it be the same today?
No. I mean, the booze still will still... The booze will be there, but there's nothing... You know this, Chu. There's nothing like the first time. It was the first opportunity. Had to take the big swing. And, I mean, the crowd's not going to be as big. Yesterday, day game, Memorial Day. You know, I think it was nearly sold out. Might have been sold out. So 40 to 42,000 people. I mean, tonight will be 28 to 30 and... Yeah, the boo birds will come out, but it won't be nearly as strong as it was yesterday.
Do you think Craig is embracing the villain role?
I think he, doing the cheer, boo, whatever thing, I think he kind of learned his lesson. Because remember, when this first happened, he was like taken aback by the whole thing. Like he couldn't believe the negative reaction from the Brewers fan base. So I think he has learned in the time from when he left to the time he came back officially as the manager of the Cubs, I think he kind of learned to lean into it a little bit more because, again, he was, oh, man, I can't believe that this is, you know, it seemed like he was shocked by the reaction initially.
Really?
Which,
why would you be shocked?
I don't know.
Huh.
Let me ask you a question very quickly before we get to break here. We got Jason Wilde coming up, and we'll talk all things green and gold with him. If they're still booing... It's a four-game series. By game four, and the Brewers have just wiped the floor with the Cubs in every game. Does that feel a little...
No.
Overkill?
Not even a little bit.
I don't think so.
Not even really? A little bit. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, I think at game four, if your team has been winning and winning and winning, it's just like, at that point, just enjoy it. Just, I don't know. There was a part of me that's like, I love it yesterday. That's home field advantage. That's the environment you want to create. Make sure they know it's a hostile environment. There's so many freaking baseball games. You can do this every time they play the Cubs?
But it's only like seven now, though. It's only seven in AmFam. So it's not like it used to be when it was when it felt like it was 20 games on each side. They've trimmed down the number of divisional games that you play. So yeah, take advantage of every last one of them. Let me ask you this, Jen. Matt LaFleur hasn't lost to the Chicago Bears. Beaten them every time. So we're not supposed to play the Bears still suck when the Bears come up this? I mean, they've dominated so much. It kind of feels, no, you play that damn song. You have fun with it.
You fly the L flag. You laugh in their face. Keep it going.
All right. Apparently you guys have spoken. Let's hear from Jason Wilde. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Get to him right after this.